Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of the Agency Toolkit Podcast. I am your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Pip Seymour, who is the founder of Seymour Digital Media. Pip is an expert at helping businesses find the fastest strategies to help grow their website traffic, online leads, and sales using search engine marketing. Today, we're going to be discussing Pip's journey of building her agency and what she's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Pip.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm so happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, very happy to have you here with us. And to get started, let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Sounds perfect.
So what would you say really motivates or inspires you as an agency owner and entrepreneur?
Succeeding. I think that is what inspires me, and happy people. I think the joy in life is right now. So try to live that.
Awesome. So you're always just, you love, you know, meeting that goal that you set for yourself and then setting those new goals and just continuously growing the company. That's what inspires you.
Seeing the numbers go up, learning new things, trying new things. It's ever changing in the digital space, right? So,
yeah.
And if we can learn things quickly and then start implementing when we see success, it's brilliant.
I love it. And so how did you originally get into digital marketing?
I was a sales rep for newspapers. And, when Facebook came around and Google, and we were forced to learn a little bit about online stuff, and it was pretty overwhelming. But in the end, I left that job and went to a agency as a sales rep. So I sold websites and SEO.
Okay.
Google Ads. And I looked at the guy in the corner who did the Google Ads, and he wasn't stressed about keeping his job because he wasn't a sales rep.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to be that guy. So then I thought I could do it. I thought it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
I did. I was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to do it myself. I thought I could do it all. How hard could it be?
Right.
Very simplistic attitude, but got me out the door, got me starting my own business. So I thought that was pretty great.
Yeah, definitely. That's what you need to get started. And then you get into it, you realize this is extremely challenging. I definitely need to hire people to help. But it got you started.
Yeah.
And that's amazing that you had that sales experience, because I think that is definitely one of the most important skills to have as an entrepreneur.
It has come in handy. Because I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to ask for the deal. You know, I used to be insecure about sending invoices, and I had to have a talk with myself. It's like, well, you did the work. You need to get paid. Like, get over it. And it should be an exciting time, not a stressful time. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
And so you have to train yourself, right, to, I don't know, be proud and be forward and, you know, do all the things you need to do to run a company.
Yeah, definitely. Interesting. So tell us a little bit about your journey of starting Seymour Digital Media. I know you mentioned that you started working for an agency, so it kind of, you got a taste of what agency life was like. What prompted you to really go out on a limb and start your own agency?
My partner worked in construction, and I worked in sales. And the company I worked for wasn't doing a really good job of delivering their products. Mm-hmm. And I had brought clients over from my other jobs, right? Because you travel with your clients, especially if you're in advertising sales. And yeah. So because they weren't delivering, I went home and I was stressed out because my clients are upset, my boss is upset, and I'm the middleman, middle mm-hmm. person. And, you know, I talked to my partner and I said, you know, I'd like to go out on my own. And he had a good job at the time. And he said, okay, that's good. The only thing was, 2 weeks after I left the job and started out on my own, I had one client that came with me. Mm-hmm. But my partner came home limping. And for the next year, we spent trying to figure out what was wrong with him. He couldn't walk for more than 15 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
So he had to change careers. Mm-hmm. So money was tight for a while because it was, you know, just starting a business and somebody on medical leave. Eventually we did figure out the problem, and lucky us, we're in Canada. He was able to get re-educated and is now a developer. And so
amazing.
We work together. Yeah. So, good. I mean, it's funny how bad things can often result in really good outcomes later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting. So what were some other challenges that you had to overcome when you were first starting out? I'd love to know, you know, how you grew your client base, because that can be tough, really, you know, building your clients up when you're first getting started.
It is tough. I mean, because of my sales background, I looked at how I made sales. Like, and usually mm-hmm. it wasn't person. Being at a newspaper, you went door to door to little businesses in the city, right? Mm-hmm. And so I figured I had to be somewhere where I was interacting with people. I joined a business networking group. Mm-hmm. That was terrible. I did make money, but they weren't the right clientele for us. So what I did was I spent some time on Facebook, and there's two rules to being online. Mm-hmm. One is be helpful mm-hmm. and be nice. And those two qualities, if you do those two things, eventually you will get a business helping other people. And so that's what we did. So, I mean, if I'm putting it in a really brash way, I farmed a Facebook group. I was super helpful. I didn't ask for anything. If people wanted to talk to me about going out on their own and having their own company, mm-hmm. I was always willing to talk to them to say, hey, this is how it went for us. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what you should watch out for. And after 7 years, we get a lot of leads because we put ourselves out there. And so now I know to be in different groups or make sure I have a mentor or be in a mastermind, because that will bring in business. Because if you're good at what you do and you're passionate about what you do, it does show through. And so we haven't had to worry about getting business in a little while. However, you know, you're always afraid that those leads won't come in. Right. Because it's referral trap. It's referrals. It's not, you know, we do get some website visits that fill out our form and, you know, but you do need a outreach strategy of sorts. So it's constantly building that, like having a podcast or something along those lines, like having a blog or YouTube and things like that. Right. We mm-hmm. teach now, we teach SEO and Google Ads as well. Mm-hmm. So that completes the circle, because we teach what we do, we sell what we do. And so we're always up to date on the current best practices because we're also teaching it. Right.
Right. And that's the best way to learn is through teaching as well.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Awesome. So I'm curious about, so when you were doing the social media strategy on Facebook, so was this a group that you had created, or were you working as, you know, a moderator for another group?
So two ways. So I have my own group, mm-hmm. Which is for marketers and people who love marketing. Mm-hmm. And we focus on search, social, and websites. Because those are kind of the three main components of, right?
Yeah.
But I started that on a whim, right? And that was just mm-hmm. so I had a place to talk about marketing with other people who liked marketing. And the other group I formed, I wasn't even a moderator. I was just a person that was in there. And because I was helpful, it got noticed. And because maybe of my name, because it's so short.
It's memorable.
Yeah. So, yeah, just those two things, but I wasn't even a moderator, just somebody being helpful, you know,
just being nice and being helpful.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I've had, a lot of podcast guests actually mentioned that I should start a Facebook group for all the podcast guests as a place for others to network. And, I know I haven't, because I worried that I just wouldn't have enough time to really maintain it and be ensuring that I'm contributing to having quality content. So that's the one thing that's held me back, but I should just do it.
Yeah, you should. Well, the thing is, I mean, the reality is in your group, hardly anybody's ever going to post. Like it takes a lot for other people to post, and the type of posts you want to create are something that drives dialogue. Mm-hmm. So if you like talking about what you're talking about, it will be easy because you could just scoot in there first thing in the morning, write a quick post, like a sentence, you know, mm-hmm. or you could put something on automated, like in our group. I mean, and sometimes I'm the only one that fills it out, but we have your goals and plans for the week. Cause mm-hmm. it is business focused. It's for marketers. So it's about goals and plans and about your successes at the end of the week. I fill it out. Sometimes other people do, sometimes they don't. You know, yeah. And a lot of question posts.
Like, very
what's your
good.
Favorite book?
Yeah. 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 It's so awesome. It's yeah, I should definitely do that. You're motivating me.
You should do it.
I'd
be in there.
Yeah. Perfect. Awesome. So I'd love to talk a little bit about how you maintain happy clients, because I know you guys bring in a ton of referrals. So how do you keep your clients happy so that they're going to continue to bring in those referrals along the way?
It's sometimes a challenge, especially when you're starting out, right? Because mm-hmm. you don't know what you're doing. I would say that every agency owner that started out, when they get asked, can you do this? The answer is yes. The question maybe should be, have you done this before? Right? But that yes is what drives things, right?
So exactly.
Yeah. What was your question?
And so it was just how you maintain happy clients along the way.
It's, you know, doing SEO, it's hard because it's like the invisible service. It's the magical service. People they don't know what you're doing behind that door. Do they know how much work you're doing or what you're doing? And oftentimes, if you tell your clients what you're doing, you can see the glaze that goes on, right? When you send reports, it's got funny terms in it. So we try to keep our clients happy by having meetings once a month, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, if you want. Mm-hmm. We're always available. We try to respond to people within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the great things we do is in our reports, if you buy Google Ads, we'll still give you SEO reporting because we've already set up all the tracking. So that's one of the big things we do is we set up all the monitoring and tracking on your Google Analytics 4 and your tag manager. And so just being able to show clients a report that says, hey, you got this many phone calls from your Google Ads, you got this many phone calls from your organic, right? Or Facebook right. brought you this referral. I think they appreciate it over time. I mean, we've tried so many things. We tried videoing the report to talk mm-hmm. about it. Yeah, okay. That went on deaf ears. But that's because they're busy running their own business. So
yes,
if
for
they're
sure.
really interested in marketing, we'll share everything. Like we yeah. love talking about this stuff. So, but just staying in contact, I think that is the best way, and being honest yeah. and transparent. The yeah. transparency that, because if we set you up an account on Google Ads, it's your account. If mm-hmm. we set you up a Google Analytics account, it's your account. It's not under our account. It's your very own. If, you know, you need hosting, we'll show you how to get it and we'll set you up. Now we can help manage it, but you own it. It's yours. And that has made a huge difference.
Yeah.
Because a lot of agencies aren't really like that for whatever reason. You know, and according to best practices, that's what you're supposed to do. And yeah, and we do that because if a client wants to leave us, they're going to leave. And if, you know, and we should set them on their road so mm-hmm. they can still be successful. Like I've heard of other SEO companies that hide the keywords for the pages. And I'm like, well, didn't they buy that? They've got you doing the research. Like, it's theirs. They own it. Like, come on now. And so I think just being that open and transparent. And the other great thing is when you meet other agency owners that are like that, you're like, oh, you get it. And so then there's a great connection and you end up working with those people more often than not.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think just having that, like you said, like that open line of communication is so important. Ensuring that your clients feel heard at the end of the day is just going to help build that trust. And it can definitely be challenging when you're offering SEO because it can take, you know, months sometimes to, you know, be delivering those results. So do you ever run into a scenario where a client is, you know, just kind of getting a bit like, maybe a bit frustrated, I don't even know if frustrated is the word, but they're just like,
lately.
Yeah. Like when am I going to see the results type thing? And how do you handle that?
it can be a huge challenge. I think that's the biggest challenge with SEO, with Google Ads. So one of the reasons we are a search engine marketing company is because we know pairing Google Ads with SEO is the be all and end all, right? Because Google Ads, for it does take about 2 months to get it really rocking and rolling. Mm-hmm. And then once it does, you start getting leads and then you can focus on the SEO stuff. But we have clients that get itchy feet. They don't understand the reporting. Some people think you buy SEO and floodgates, like, but it's such a long process that that's why we try to meet with them and show them where we're going. We have had cancellations because people don't necessarily see the value because it can take up to 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of that is about asking questions at the onset, like on your onboarding meeting, mm-hmm. And figuring out what the client values, because if you know what they value, then you can speak to that. If you can speak to that and you can show the value in what you're doing, that often helps, but you're of course going to end up losing some clients, right? But they're just not the right fit.
Yeah. So you try to like tie it to what their end goal is and then explain like, this is going to help you reach that goal. And then I'm sure you're just also just upfront that this isn't, you know, an overnight solution. This is, you know, just, this is what you should be expecting and just kind of like trying to manage those expectations.
Yeah. I think when they see like the local SEO reports, especially, we took a real estate agent from the third position in their market to the first position.
Nice.
It changed her whole business.
Wow.
And we got on a live and showed the reports and just the number of phone calls and how it like quadrupled every quarter.
That's so cool.
Oh, it was so cool. You know, and we got a lot of business from that. And that showed that we knew what we were doing. And then once that happens, and then you get the other clients that are like that, and then you keep building on that, right? It's
very cool. And then where were you sharing that? Was that like on your website or on your social pages? Where were you sharing that case study?
It's on our website now, but it was on a Facebook Live originally, right?
So nice.
She has a large following because she teaches other real estate agents how to do real estate stuff.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Love it. So where do you see Seymour Digital Marketing Seymour Digital Media? I knew I was going to mess that up.
Right. It's interchangeable.
Where do you see Seymour Digital Media in 5 years' time?
I would like to get to being a small, great team of people that we consider family, mm-hmm. And bringing in $1 million a year, not take Amazing. Home just for the company. That's the goal.
Yeah.
You know, because why? Because, and you know, I know everybody's got their own goals. I would like an indoor swimming pool one day and a goat. And also to help lots of other people if I can.
Wait, did I hear that correctly? You want a goat?
I would love a goat.
Have in your yard.
Yeah. So we live on a half acre, so we're not allowed a goat. But when I lived in the city, our goal was to have chickens. So 7 years later, we have chickens, mm-hmm. right? So we moved out of the city. We found a place. We got a place. We got chickens. You know, yeah. We have raccoons that eat chickens. We get more chickens. So we have chickens though. So, I mean, your dream is what it is, right? It's just that you got to pick a goal. Cause if you don't pick a goal, you don't go anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. I love that you have that goal for sure, because not all agencies that I talk to have that. So it's it can be so daunting. It can be overwhelming sometimes, but like you said, you know, when you break it down and think, you know, what would make me happy at the end of the day, and then you can have that clear picture in your mind to work towards. It's so important.
Yeah. And it's all about having fun. I mean, you know, did I know I was going to get here 5 years ago? No, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Now I could tell my 18-year-old self or my 13-year-old self, don't worry. It's all going to work out. You're going to own your own company. I would have never believed it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I mean, life can be a success when you get to aim for things, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it all comes down to having that goal and working hard. And you can say, you can call it luck, but I don't think it's luck. I think you can make your own luck just by having that goal and then working hard towards it.
It's true. I mean, every opportunity, right, comes from somewhere. I think it's luck and serendipity, like just merging, right?
Yeah.
Good fortune coming to you. I do believe I am very lucky. I feel very fortunate. Good things happen. Bad things happen, but then good things happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I always just try to look on the bright side of life. And it really, I think it makes a big difference.
Yeah, totally. Because, you know, when you're able to kind of come from that space of, you know, looking at the glass half full, having gratitude, then when you have hard days as an entrepreneur, which are a given that you're going to have, you're able to, you know, it can just more be water off the back. Like it doesn't get to you as strongly. You're able to just kind of know this is temporary. This will pass.
Yeah. And you'll be able to pivot then or see more clearly or try new things or, you know, we all get down. It's hard. It's hard owning your own business. It's hard. It can be very lonely. Mm-hmm. And you know, we try to help the contractors we work with not feel that loneliness. That was one of the reasons for the Facebook group too, to, you know, if you work by yourself at home, you know, you're not really interacting. So how can you interact with other like-minded people?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. Just having Zoom calls and meetings, definitely. Cause I work from my home office and I never feel like that. Cause I'm constantly interacting with people, just meetings all day long.
Right. Yeah. All day long now. And your job changes. That is actually one thing to discuss about having an agency, is your job totally changes. From year one to year seven, you're doing totally different things.
Yes. For the most part, right? Absolutely.
So that would have been something to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then you won't get so stressed about it, right? You're like, okay, it's a new thing I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That evolution is just natural.
Yeah.
So we're going to be moving on to the fast five here shortly. So I'll have five rapid fire questions for you in just a moment. But before we move on, I'd love to know if you have any, you know, final thoughts or words of wisdom for our listeners.
I think I started with my words of wisdom, which are, there's two rules online: be nice, be helpful. Mm-hmm. And that could actually change your business. Right. Yeah. I think that would be the wisdom that I have taken from other marketers. Like, I didn't come up with that myself. And it's so true even today, you know. And the other thing is, I was 41 when I started my business.
That's so cool.
So if you think you're too old, I don't think you're ever too old. And I, you know, so no matter when you started, I think if you work hard, you can be successful.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's so cool. I love that. Awesome. Well, we're going to move on now to the fast five. So I've got five rapid fire questions for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
We were talking about this right before the call, and it's the book about he's the negotiation guy.
It's called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss.
Yeah. And he is, that book is just so good.
So good.
Top. That and Atomic Habits, but I can't listen to the beginning of Atomic Habits more than once, because it's just, it's hard. Cause it's a personal story about a tragedy that happened, and it's just hard to read that part. But the Atomic Habits is just a phenomenal book too. I gave you two. I know.
Yes. No, that's good. And I love both those books. So that's awesome. And next question, What does your morning routine look like?
It changes. The ideal morning routine. I am a morning person of the morning. Get up. I like to have coffee, read something, learn something. And if, you know, I'm very fortunate, I have an Oculus, and I play, or I used to play, I haven't done it for a little while. We have a sick animal, which has taken up more time, but, it's called Supernatural. So yeah.
What is an Oculus exactly?
It is like, so it's from Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's a VR headset, and it's an exercise.
Oh, okay.
So it's an exercise and you're, yeah. So instead of running or going for a walk in the morning, you have two lightsabers and you're doing squats and triangles and you're bashing orbs and you feel like Luke Skywalker. Not gonna lie. It's
that's
the best
so
thing
cool.
ever.
Yeah. So that's how you do your exercise every morning is with the Oculus.
Yes.
And is it an app that you use with it?
Yeah. You can buy a game. So I think one of the only games with a membership, like it's like a gym membership.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get new routines, new songs. It's all choreographed. The reason it's so great is they have a choreographer that puts the bashing orbs to music.
So is it made for fitness or is it made to be a game?
It's made for fitness.
That's so cool.
Yeah. You do get a bit of dopamine rush when you do it. It's awesome.
Sounds awesome. Very cool. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I am in Jason Swank's Peak Performers Mastermind. The mastermind part, there's a couple, I guess he calls them Sherpas. There's a couple great guys in there. Mm-hmm. So he's someone, you know, I listened to his podcast and I was in a mastermind before that ended and that took my business to a better level. And mm-hmm. so I knew that if I joined another one, and so I found agency mastermind, right? So for the type of business I have. I'm in his mastermind. It's pretty good.
Awesome.
I love the other agency owners. Yeah.
Yeah. I have, he was actually on my podcast not that long ago, maybe like 6 months ago. So
Nice.
Yeah, he knows his stuff. He's a really smart guy.
He does know his stuff. So it's, you know what, it's good to be around other agency owners and ones that have hit that $1 million mark.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So. Yeah, definitely. Very good. And then, so what is your favorite online tool?
That's so hard.
There's so many.
My favorite online tool. So I do like Monosnap.
Okay.
Monosnap is a Chrome extension that screen captures and then you can put arrows to things. So it's great for teaching.
Nice.
That would be a really good tool. Love ClickUp. And we use Data Studio, now Looker Studio, and Supermetrics. Supermetrics is probably up there on my favorites.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Great recommendations. And last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career? I feel like you've already answered this, but maybe you have something else to share.
One thing I wish that I'd known before I started my career. You know what I wish, well, I would like to do, which I haven't done, which I should do, is every year. Mm-hmm. So every year I have a friend and he goes with his wife to the same spot and they take pictures every year.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Since they've been married. So
yeah.
I wish I knew this before this year, because every year you're like, oh, I learned all this stuff. I wish I knew this stuff before. And it's because every year you keep learning stuff that you wish you had known before.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
So, but awesome. That's why you join masterminds.
Exactly. Yeah. You can learn so much from other people's experiences.
Yeah. Totally.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Pip. It was a pleasure to have you on the show and learn about your journey of starting Seymour Digital Media. So thank you again for being my guest for today's episode.
Well, thank you. I loved being here.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.